Hi. Totally caramai. The gifa mishicha revitza uvite. Maishin the gifa di call the av, the ksif ki yiga. The gifa name ksif ki yiga. So the Gemara answer is that when the Torah says ki yigeh, it also means go. Tanya, posa ben yigeh, we see him yigeh. Leimalach, zui nigife, zui nigeh. The Rashi. Nigife shedoch for bigufo. So nigife means pushing. Beizika bikavone. Revitzo shoroa sokelim bederech vihocho virofsalim kideli shavo viite sheboato biragleo vishivo esakelim vaoche have told the keren kavnos lahazik ki keren vinanos lezeike ki keren vinezeike mosutolo vilka have ki keren di choleim is the lihuado bibezden gimul pomim bikachin mishalem is nedekshon. Because Av is that which is spelled out by the Torah. In the Loshon Chachamim, Nigife means kicking, pushing, not kicking is needed.
Bucking,
yeah.
We say in America.
Okay. But in the Russian Torah, ki yigev means God. Kos hakosum bin gif, ki yigev shereze sherei, visim bin giche, unida kishe nagachu, velo iksiv kishe nagafu, elo nog elo nagach, leimal al dahach nigif elavtre vezaguf, elo nigichas keren. Vilekle mema da kat nigife avav, unigiche zui nigife, da heine trifes aguf, da nigiche ashke chondi bikerenu. So in other words, he could not say that he gave his reference to pushing, because the Torah mentions keren. Keren means goring, and since is posach bin giche visim, and mean posach bin giche visim bin giche, so the nigife of the Torah also has reference out to horns. That's nigife, goring. Alright. Umayishne. Now, the Loshna posik is. Ay. Now, in Mishpotim, in Shmeis Chofalev, Posik Chofches, the Torah says, V'chiyigach she'er asis o yasisho. V'meis, sokel yisokel ha'she'er, v'yochel es psorei uval ha'she'er noki. Then, in Posik Lamedhei, the Torah says, V'chiyigif she'eri she'er eyu, v'meis u'mochos ha'she'er ha'chai, v'chotso es kaspei, v'gamas ha'mes yechotso. So, in Posik Chofches, where the Torah discusses the case where a Sheir goes, a human being, so then the Torah uses the Loshon Kiyigach. In Posik Lamdehei, where the Torah discusses the case where one Sheir goes another Sheir, there the Torah employs the term Yigif. Why? There must be a reason. מייש דקה באודם דחסיף קייגה, ומייש דקה בהימה דחסיף קייגה, אודם דיסלי מזלה כסיף קייגה, בהימה דלסלי מזלה כסיף קייגה, ומילסג עבור חקומש פלון, דימויד לאודם אבי מויד לבהימו, ומויד לבהימו לאבי מויד לו. So in other words, the reason as to why the Torah is discussing the case of an axe goring a human being uses a loshen yigach, and in discussing the case of an axe goring another axe uses the loshen yigay, because Odom is lemazda and Behemo is less lemazda, and it's not just a question of something that has no practical significance. It has a practical significance. So Kamash Malon, that Mu'ed li'odom have Mu'ed li'behimo, Mu'ed li'behimo have Mu'ed li'odom. Now, let's first learn the Rashi, and then we'll go over the other Rashi. And Mu'ed li'odom. Vagavuche Kamash Malon, Kro, Meditole Nigiche bi'odom. Und ich gebe bei ihm, die Maschma nicht hier bei ihm, Lomus, mein Odom. In other words, he gave means not an action that requires great concentration and determination. He gave, just as one share passes by the other share, just, you know.
By the way.
It looks like incidental, you know. But yigach means not, it doesn't look like incidental, it looks that
total
there
war.
Was premeditation, I mean, it's a determination. So, Odom, v'agavuche k'mash v'nukhom, meditole nigiche v'odom, unigife v'heim edimashma neichi abeim olomus, min Odom mashmeinu d'shir amuid l'arges abeim o gimu p'omim, v'choshif adoye ligabe Odom. Dinogach Odom umeis dinei kitam deinim shalom esakeifa dibitam ahirik Odom ksif sokel yisokel asheir ubal asheir noki uvemuet ksif onsek mazim uvemuet ksif gam bolov yumus vayi misa haini momi shem shalom esakeifa ninyarek liyersh avaloi misa am amish damun vrekamis anedan al vitzachose atahirgei vi atahirgei al vitzich asheirei avemuet li Odom have a mued libhemo, u mued lahariges odom mishkachas lo, kishaleomad bidin, how is it shaykh to say mued lahariges odom? After all, the shayya, the chiyuv between, the difference between tam and mued applies ligabi keifa. So when a shayya tam kills a human being, so the owner does not pay keifa. If he's sure mued, kills a human being, the Odom is the owner is Chayev Kefa. But as far as the Chayev Misa of the Sheir is concerned, so even if the Sheir Tam kills a human being, is Chayev Misa. So how is it possible that somebody should be Mued in killing an Odom? The first time he killed an Odom, so the Sanhedrin executes it. So how is it possible? So Rashi says, ומועד לארגס אודם משכחס לו כשלא עמד בדין עד שנגח שלוש פעמים שלא נסקל מיד כשהם מסריש. So it is interesting that Rashi in explaining the Gemara of מועד לבאודם have a מועד לבאים ומועד לבאים have a מועד לאודם, he doesn't mention a case of Nizokin but of Misim. Why of Misim? Why can't he mention Nizokin? The answer is because Rashi was bothered by Tesis Kash. Now let's see the Tesis. Umil Sagavur Kamash. Fafil Raf Popi Domli Kam Bishir Shemagatal Lehei. Dimuid Lo Odom Stome Leabimuid Behimo Itzmachlikis Daflamed Zayin Omidale between Raf Zvid and Raf Popi. Raf Zvid says that Muid Li Odom Inastam is Mu'ed Lebein. And Rav Poppe says that Mued Lodom Stam is not Mued Levein. What it means, Mued Lodom Stam? Mued Lodom Stam means he was Nigeach, three human beings, but not one animal. So according to Rav Zvi, since he was accustomed to go human beings, so Mimele is considered a Mued for Behemoth. Rav Poppe says no. If he got a human being three times and not a behemoth, so vis-a-vis behemoth, he's not a mut. And we pass like Rav Poppe. So the question is, here the Gemara says that mu'ed l'odom have a mu'ed l'behemoth, and Rav Poppe, and we pass like Rav Poppe, says that mu'ed l'odom is l'yavim l'behemoth. That's the discussion. So this, I think, was the kasha that bothers Rashi. So that's why Rashi applies this Gemara not to Nizokin, but to Misin. So in other words, because it's two separate halachas, and we see that according to Rambam, it is definitely two separate halachas. Ligabi Nizokin, there is a distinction between Itam, Ishir Tam, and Shemuel. Because Ishir Tam pays Chotz Nezek, and the Shemuel pays Nezek Shalom. Ligabi Odoti, Ligabi Isheya, who kills a human being. So there is also a distinction between Isheya Tam and Isheya Mued. If Isheya Mued kills a human being, so then the owner has to pay Kefir. If Isheya Tam kills a human being, an owner does not kill, the owner does not, is not Chayiv Kefir. So it's, and we see from Loshon Rambam. Now there is a Gemara. Now let's first see the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes, the Machlekes between Rav Zvi and Rav Poppe. Lamed Zayin, not Lamed Tes. Lamed Zayin. What is that?
Rashi is saying that the Gemara Lamed Zayin is talking about the Hezek.
Hezek, yes.
And,
yes.
And when the Gemara is Gemara Lamed Zayin is talking about
what? When the Gemara here, that's how Rashi answers this discussion.
What's the story to be?
לפני רב יהודה, הרי זה מועד לשבוסס ונמועד לחיל. אומר להם, לשבוסס משלם זה כשולם, למסחי ומשלם חוצי נזק. אם מסייהו תם משיעל זו בגימו ימי שבוסס. איתמה, רב זבי דומר ואין עם מועד כאן. When the Mishnah says שירשו הוא מועד למיני, ואין עם מועד לשאין עם מיני, so we have to be גיריס, גיריס הוא דיבוב, שישו מועד למיני ואין מועד לשאין מיני. In other words, we know that he is not addicted to goring other animals, not his meat, let's say. We know that he is addicted to goring oxen, but he's not addicted to gore camels, or let's say camel. We know that a camel is addicted. He has the habit of goring camels, his own species, but oxen not. But Menastam, if we know that a certain ox gored three oxen, so is to be considered as a mu'e to camels and to lambs and to everything. So itna razvi domar veini mu'etna. Rav Poppe Omar, Eini Muetna. In other words, without a wolf. So Sheir Shehu Mued Limine, Eini Mued Lishine Mine. Not only if we observed him and we saw that he's nice to animals, not his species. Without noticing everything. So the fact that we know he got three oxen does not mean that he has a din of a muet legabi kemes. So mele, in every item of the Mishnah, we are not geres devov, according to Rav Papa. And we pass like Rav Papa, sheir shom muet le minei, eini muet le shini minei, muet le odom, eini muet le bein. But according to Rav Zvid, if it's veini muet le bein, over knastam is muet le bein. So, Rav Papa mar, eini muet le. Okay, that's one Gemara, legabe nizok. Then, let's see another Gemara, legabe odom, legabe chiyuv misi. Daf mem aleph, omud aleph, the mission. Sheya, shenogach es odom, umeis, mued mishalem kifeach,
vitam
potam na kifeach, vizeh vizeh chayov im misi. וכן ליבס, וכן ליבן, וכן ליבס, נוגע חבט יומו, נעיסים שלושים שלויים, בין שהוא יופר מיומון, ובין שהוא יופר לדינרח. וכן יחד, ניתם קטלין עלי, זה עושה דקשן, זה דרש המנשן. מועד איך המשכח הזה? Because the nafkimine between tam and muet is ligabi chiyuv keita, but ligabi the chiyuv misa of the sheir, no nafkimine. So how can we visualize a case of a sheir amuet killing a human being? The moment he killed the first time a human being, so Sanhedrin had to execute a sheir.
Right. Can you say that the first two times was nazik only? He only injured a man, a person.
No, that's not called muet here. Muet no? Means in Ariga Sol.
What if he wounded three people?
So then, the fourth time when he kills, the owner doesn't pay kefir. Only if he already had killed three human beings, not if he had injured you. V'chim achad mitam katlino leimu edich mishkaslo, oma rabbe hoch maaskinon, kin shomdu lishlei shabniyod. שרוץ אחריהם, זה החזה, הוא בורך מפנות. ויום דושים לי בורך הוא, הויו הרגו. שרגו. So, I mean, according to Rabbi, there is a tremendous chidish, tremendous chidish. In other words, according to Rabbi, even if he didn't kill three human beings before he killed for the fourth time a human being, but he was chasing after three human beings, and he had many helpers who helped him so that he shouldn't kill the three human beings. And then the fourth human being, he chased after the fourth human being.
He was successful.
He didn't have helpers. So the owner has to pay kefir. This is a big chiddush, tremendous chiddush. The Gabin Zokin, Rabbi wouldn't say it. The Gabin Zokin would Rabbi say, let's say that the Sheir Mu'ed, the owner pays in the Sholeb only if it's the fourth time. If before that he injured three Sheir, but suppose he just chased after three Sheir, but the three Sheir had helpers and they saved him. And then he injured the fourth Sheir, he didn't have any help. So then will Rabbi say that is chayef to pay in the shalim? Probably not. But Rabbi applies it to Keith, the Gabi Odom. But Rav Asher is really keeping the Gabi Odom. Rav Asher omar umden elaf glumo. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, the effect umden. Only if he had killed three human beings before he kills for the fourth time. But if he had chased after three human beings and then he killed the fourth time successfully, so then he does, the owner doesn't take it. The lafkum hochmaskinen kin shesike lishleishem yom. That is also a big chiddush. Sike lishleishem yom. All right. Rav Zvid omar kin shehorak shleishem behemes. So the Gemara sikashe. מועד לבהמה ומועד לאדם, אלא אמר רב סימא, כי נשארו רק שליש של תיכחובים. שגמור הסדיקה שהוא מועד לתיכחובים ומועד לישראל, אלא אמר יש לו כבשים מלוקש, כי נשארו רק שליש של בני אדם טריפה, הוא מועד לטריפה ומועד לשולים, אלא אמר רב פופה, תיכותל ואורק לאגמי. He escaped. That's the final teretz. The Gemara's kashi is, how can you realize the case of Ishei Ahoy, who killed the human being the fourth time, and Beis Din didn't do anything about it? He escaped, so Beis Din couldn't do anything about it. All right, there's the Gemara. Anyway, the Gemara says here beferesh that Mued Mued Liodom lo yave Mued Li Mued Libehimo lo yave Mued Liodom Ligabe the Chiyuv Keifer. But the Rambam paskins Ligabe the Chiyuv Keifer, not that even not only Mued Liakum have Mued Li Israel, Mued Li Treif have Mued Li Shoel, but even Mued Libehimo have Mued Liodom, and he has to behave. So the question, what's it?
The passing is like Rav Zvid.
No, there is no machlekes. No, Rav Zvid.
That's it.
Rav Zvid has reference. Rav Zvid and Rav Poppe has reference.
No, Rav Zvid here. He no. So he held that.
No, but the Gemara refutes that.
Yeah,
not, yeah, that's only, but the Gemara refutes that. That Shaykh to say, Paschus like Rav Zvid, from the Gemara says, Beferesh, the counter of the Gemara refused it. So the Magnishne says that the Rambam had a different gears. The Rambam had a different gears in this Gemara. Bein Godel, Bein Koton, Bein Eved, Bein Ben Chirin, Echotam, Echot Mued, Harei Zeniska, Vim Heimi Sesaakum, Potat Edinei. That's a difficult Rambam itself. There is a Reb Chaim on it, not in the Sefer, but it's not our concern now. Why do they say Potat Edinei? Kimisa Sabalim, Kachmisa Sasheya. So if the owner kills an Akum, he's part of Mishu Bezin, he's Chayv Mishu Shemai. So mainly if the Sheya kills an Akum, he's also part of. Why does the Rambam say Kitinei? That's a difficult Rambam. All right.
What does the Rambam say?
Potah Kitinei. We are done with Bidineim of the Umis. Echot Sheya ve'echot Shor Behim or Chayav ve'eiv she'imisu Arel Niskol. Ma bin Tam. Shoragis Odom, Limue Choragis Odom, Shatam Potam Nakefa, and made Chayim Bekefa, Uvuvachi and Muedlar. Then I'll have a gimmo. The hail of the Holbeim or Highway Shoragis Odom is calling a hint of Muedlar as he shall move ball of his Akifa. King Shorag Shlishi the Gehovim, Faka Horagis Hoya. Shamuedle Akuma is a Muedli Soy, Ushorag Shlishi is soil trafe. So that's a kimti is okay. Shinabalin Chayovim Bekeife Arashi Yisok Lashir. Vichaynim Sikin Shleisha Bnei Olam Keachot. Yeah. Oishorak Shleisha Beimes. Horak Shleisha Beimes. Ib Mued Lebeim Oiz Ab Mued Olam. Har Ize Mued Lariga Ubolov Mishal Mimes Akif. So the Magnishne is the Kash. The Magnishne says that the Rambam had a different gears. In other words, he was gayrays, Kinshorak, Shleisha Behemes, Umued Lebehemo, have a Mued Loda, Binichusen, Amuchus. And then Omar Rafsime Omar, not Elom Rafsime, but Rafsime Omar. Kin shor actually should be chovim umued li with chovim ave umued li yisrael. Then natalo rabshim loki shama kin shor actually should be odom treife umued li treife ave umued li shor. Bin echus. And then Rav Poppe amar di kotel boaglad. That's right. The Rambam just had a different years anyway.
And that's why passing to all the kintes.
Not
just the last one. No?
That's right. All the kintes.
And he takes out the Elo.
What? And it strikes out the Elo. He wasn't Geras the Elo. He wasn't Geras the Elo. It's another Geras in the Rambam, in the Gemara. But as far as Nizokin is concerned, so the Rambam passes the Feirash. That not only Mued Lebeim, or they have Mued Lodom, they have Nizokin. But even muid li odom le have muid li behema li gabanism. So obviously there is a distinction we'll soon see. So it's very mistaba to say that this is the way Rashi answers the kasha of thesis. Now we can go back. Rashi, thesis is the kasha, la filu. Rafil Raf Pope Dom Lakam Bishesh Nogad Alvei, the Muid Lodom Stomel Havet Muid Lemo, Hainis Otipus. So Rashi gives the Teretz, no. There he talks about Nizoki. And here, Milz Hagavuch Ekomash Melon. Milz Hagavuch Ekomash Melon. The Muid Lodom Havet Muid Libemo, Ligabi Odom, Ligabi Keitha. I mean, the Muid Lodom Havet Muid Libemo. What does it mean? In other words, that if he's a mued. Now the question is, if he's a mued, that will the Rashi is not as simple as the Rambam. The Rambam will write it in different gears, but according to Rashi, how will Rashi explain? Rashi said mued l'odom, if he killed 3 human beings, so it's not exactly like the Rambam. But I just mentioned the Rambam to see that there is a distinction between Mued Lodom Ligabi Keifer and Mued and Ligabi Nizok. So, but Rashi, how will Rashi explain it? The Milzagorok Mashon, the Mued Lodom, if he killed 3 human beings, have a Mued Lebeimo, so he'll be Mechuyev and Ezek Sholein, if the 4th time is Mazik. Right, that's a big chiddush that we don't see in the Rambam. Umuid li behemo la have muid li odom. In other words, but if he is a muid li behemo, so then he is not a muid li odom. So that's why Rashi. But it's not exactly like the Rambam shiddi. But Teisves holds that there is no distinction between becoming a muid li gabe nizokin to pay in ezek sholem, and becoming a muid ligabe chiyuv keif. There's no distinction. So that's the discussion. Right. How does Gemara say yes? What is it?
And it's according to Rashi, so it'll come up. One second.
According to Rashi, so you have to say now. All right, we'll go back to the Gemara, to the Mishnah that from Zayin. One second. Sheyer shel muid l'mine v'nei muid l'sheni mine. Muid l'odom v'einei muid l'beimo. Muid l'ktanim v'einei muid l'gdelim. Eshi muid l'mishal m'lesholem v'sheni muid l'mishal m'chatsanayis. We have to say that when Rashi, according to Rashi, so when the Gemara says here, the Gemara, so yitma rasvi doma v'einei muidna. Rav Pope Omar Eini Muetna. So true. So according to Rav Pope, there is no vov in each item. One of the items in the Mishnah is Mued L'odom. Eini Mued L'behema. Eini Mued L'behema. Not Ve'eini, but Eini Mued L'odom. So according to Rashi, this item in the Mishnah, Mued L'odom and Mued L'behema, is limited to the case of a Mued L'odom where he injured 3 times in a row. He injured him, but he didn't kill.
Yeah.
So then, after all, it's not so ferocious an act, you know, to injure. That's a moderate, that's a moderate act, you know. He only injures, you know. So then, if he only injured a human being 3 times, he does not become a Mued L'behema. When he injures or kills a behemo, he should pay an election. Because he's only moderate nakra, not a big nakra.
A real killer.
So then when the 4th time he injures or kills a behemo, he pays only chatz nezek. But in the case of a muid l'odom who killed 3 times a human being, then the 4th time he goes, he shares, he pays an ezek sholem. That's a contrast. It's not mamish like the Rambam, you see. So in other words, but But here, it obviously here, when Rafope says, Eini Mu'et Na'an, so he has reference to all the items, to the item of Mu'et Lo'odom, so he's not Geiris Ve'eini Mu'et Lo'odom, but Eini Mu'et Lo'odom. But it means Mu'et Lo'odom, where he was in Mu'et to injure another, not to kill another. But if he was in Mu'et to kill another, then he becomes in Mu'et Behemo, Ligabin Ezek Shalom, according to Rashi.
When it says
Mu'ed l'Behemo, how Mu'ed l'Adam? Oh, the Mu'ed l'Behemo in Mu'ed l'Adam, so that's according to Rashi, is very simple. Mu'ed l'Behemo, but in Mu'ed l'Adam, in respect to everything. In Mu'ed l'Adam, Ligabe Chiyuv Keifer, and in Mu'ed l'Adam, Ligabe Pein Gedelek Shalom, according to Rashi. What is that? Not transmit, believe it, Rav Pope. Because.
No, Rav, everybody would agree to that.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody would agree to it.
So how is Rashi Garrison, Daphne Ralph, is Garrison?
I will just see. Rashi is Garrison, I will just see. Rashi, I just mentioned the Rambam, the Dinyan.
So that there's two different parshas.
Yeah, that's right. It's two different parshas. That's a point. But not that Rashi shit is like Rambam. So, but Teisves is really can Rashi Shite also. And according to Teisves, it's not two separate parshas. It's two separate parshas that there is a Chi of Kefa, but they all depend upon the same kind of Mu'ed. For a few Rav Popetom will come from Shesh and Red Al-Vei, the Mu'ed L'Odom Stomer Lahav and Mu'ed L'Behimo, Haine Davke Shenoga Gimog Ne'odom, the Bihochel Lahav and Mu'ed L'Behimo, Avon Nogach Odom Sheo V'Chameir, the Havim Megimun Munim, have a mood like Avon Nogach, Shea Vachamea Vigomol, Loi have a mood lorum. So Teisa says, here the Nigmore says, Mood liodom. Have a mood behemo, it means not just Mood liodom, just by Odom, and behemoth he didn't touch. Nogach, Mood liodom means when he got two animals. Two animals of different species, Chameir and Nigomol, and another. So there is a tzilf of Nigichet to Behemes and to another. So then, in view of the fact that one of the three whom he is Nigiach was another, he becomes a Nakhon tall Behemes. But Mu'ed Behemo means if he was Nigiach three species of animals, Sheir, Chameir, Vigomol, Odom was not one of them, then he's Loyav Mu'ed L'Odom, but he's Mu'ed to every species of animal, but not an Odom. Why? Because it's more difficult to go an Odom than to go an animal.
Avon Noga, Mazel.
Avon Noga, Chodom, Sheir, Chameir, Vigomol, Minim, Avon Mu'ed L'Chol, Avon Noga, Sheir, Chameir, Vigomol, Loyav Mu'ed L'Odom, Vafo Gav the Chol Bein, Avon Mu'ed. Avo a few Rav Pope, Kidisos, Rav Menachem, Pirish Dorekma, Mued Lodom, show you Mued Lake, Vichosa Ben Libemo, Vinisha Mued Lodom, have a Mued Libemo. So here the Gemara doesn't mean Mued Lodom have a Mued Libemo, that at the very outset, so Mued Lodom does not become Mued Libemo. It doesn't become in any situation, even the situation that the first Lashon of Tiras mentioned of Nogach Odom Sheir VeGomol, so he doesn't become. But here the Gemara means a Sheir that was addicted to go Odom and Behim or everything, and then the Sheir became a Balchuve, and he stopped a partial Balchuve. And he start going behemoth, but he did not become a Baal Tshuva as to Odom. So Mele, even Ligabi Behemo remains a Mu'ed. V'nisha Mu'ed L'Odom, have a Mu'ed L'Behemo, the Chazorat Behemo Lav Chazori, have a Mu'ed L'Cho, but
where are you reading from?
Teisves, have a Mu'ed L'Cho, v'chozro mi'odom, lo have a Mu'ed L'Odom, the Chazorat L'Odom, Chazori. So, if he is immediately called v'chozro mi'odom. So is loy have a immediately odom the chazorodom chazor. All right, that's taste shot anyway. Now, but one second, we see according to the Rambam. Now, what we saw that the shittes Rambam is. I don't mean that Rashi Shita is like the Rambam. It's not an Rambam in any way. But there is one common denominator between the Rambam and Rashi that becoming immediately Gabi Kefer is not the same aloche as becoming immediately Gabi Nezikshon. That I would like to explain. Now, let's turn to the Gemara. Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Izeu tam vizeu muet. Muet kol sheid beishlei sheyom. Vitam mi sheyarza beishlei sheyom. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So who is a tam and who is a muet? A muet is one where on 3 days there was Haggadah Seidim that he got. In other words, that they didn't testify that on Sunday he got, on Monday he got, on Tuesday he got. The tam, when does he become a tam? After became a muet, the Mishnah doesn't. So when does he become a tam? After became a muet, that is mishiyaza b'shleishiyam. In other words, if. He had three opportunities, the Shea, good opportunities to go, and he abstained from going, so that's a riot that he's not an addict anymore, he's rehabilitated. You know? What is it about you? A rehabilitated, in modern lingo, it means he's rehabilitated, you know, a drug addict who is rehabilitated. If he had three opportunities, just because he didn't go doesn't mean anything, he had no opportunity to go. But if he had the good opportunity to go 3 times and didn't try to go, so that's a raya that he's rehabilitating. So he's again a tam. Look at Rabbi Yudish. Rabbi Meir Meir. Mue Cheyidu Beishlei Shepomim. Vitam Kol Cheyidu Atneikis Mimash Meshim Bevin Niger. So there is a machleikis, a double machleket between Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Meir, one in regard to Adoye, how to become an addict, and one how to become rehabilitated. 2 separate machlekes. So in becoming rehabilitated, so according to Rabbi Yudin is, if he had an opportunity 3 times to go and he doesn't, Sitzarai is rehabilitated, according to Rabbi Meir, that's not no raya. But only if children can play with him, then it's a raya that is viability. My time the Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Abaye Tmeil Chat Mitmeil Trei Shil Shein Tlote Vilo Yishmerenu Bo'olov Osom Lingicha Reviyiz. That's how Rabbi Yehuda dashes. Rove Omar Tmeil, because Rabbi Meir's shita does not have to be explained. It's very poshut. Does the Torah spell out days? The Torah mentions muet means 3 times, but not days. But Rabbi Yehuda mentions a big chiddush. Days. What did the Torah mention days? Rabbi says male.
Yesterday.
One second. Very simple. 3 times. Doesn't have to be Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Can be on Sunday itself. At 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. But Rabbi Yehuda has to be explained. Where did the Torah mention 3 separate days? So he doubts that way. mail had mit mail tray shulchen tlot lotte vil ich mir eine ball of asen liki khavi rova ma mail mit mail hat fam mit mail is only one day shulchen tray vil ich mir eine hoid na khayf hoid na khayf. So there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove, Alibed Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rameya. But there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove, Alibed Rabbi Yehuda. So, one second. Let's see the Rashi's pshat. Ason lingiche. Ason lingiche revis. Shein lo yishomrei. Vinogach nikiche revis. Mishalim aliyah nedek sholem. Aber Ashlish is Paulgen is Kedemshal. So according to Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda Shiti is that he's only Mechuyev Nezekshal on the fourth Nikiche, but on the third Nikiche he's not Mechuyev Nezekshal. Bashein Kei, Velish Merenu, according to Rove, Rabbi Yehuda Shiti is that he's Mechuyev on the third Nikiche, big enough Kemine. That's his Rashi Pshat. Let's see the thesis. Pirish bekuntres befärb be pirish sheino to the rove we pam gimu chayev ne zekshon des a bit chidish. So according to rove he's chayev on the third nigir even though before he was nigeyach so he was not a nakhon yet and he becomes a nakhon to the third nigir so he's chayev. Pirish bekuntres pirish sheino rove pam gimu chayev ne zekshon so chleina the Purushi Hodi commonly come on Dosi Imu Kitisade, Bihad Yemed, Luman Domat Gnoras Nabaye, whether Liude Ture or Liude Gavre. Liude Gavre. So if we say that Liude Gavre, so then there has to be Kabbalah Seides after every Nigiche. Not that Beznu in Kabbalah Seides, all the three Nigiches that took place before. But if we say Liude Gavre, so there has to be a separate Kabbalah Seides on each Negir. So, we told him of Perushe, the Hodi commonly come on those Gimu Sadi, Gimu Gid Sadi, Bechad Yemed, the man Domal Yotel Ayat, Umisham Ben Shalom, Afar Pishal Yotel, Vein and Yere, the Uad Wolof Sif, for Hakenim Lishmer and Misham Ben Shalom. So, how can Rove say, I'll live it Rabbi Yude, that for the third Nigiche is Chayev, because after all, there has to be the Huad Bibolov after three Nigiches, after the Sheir was Zulach Nakh. Uv Breisel Kamon Koroma, Kotone Din Ashena Semuel Ashiyid Uf Nebailim, Him Kinafu Mandomal Yehudi Ture, Tzor Shiyid Abailim Tchilo. Vichyose Gimu Kitisad Vechad Yim Yehudi Ubailim Nisham Balim Sholim Ad Nigiched Alas. Vichyose Atzmi Chozabe. And then Rashi himself was chizav on that perush. Mishum di berish cheska sabatim koma astome di gmore im asher amuet ad nigicho dalet min chayef u pirish mashmo izdirish ni kebenaye. Ve arav reb azril pirish di kebenaye. So how does Rashi? Here Rashi at first said that according to Rove, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayef for the third nigicho. That's what Rove means when he says Lishmarenu Yid Nechayev. Then he was Chizea from them Shad. So what is the machlekes between Abaye and Rove? She said there is no machlekes. No nafkimine. Just the way they darshan from the Pesukim. But everybody is made Abaye and Rove. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, he is Chayev only on the fourth Nigiche. That is after three Nigiches took place on three separate days.
According to Rashi here, yeah. Chazaka is not just by Nikich, by Talmud, Chazaka. It's on the third time, not after.
Okay, I'll discuss that too. Once. V'arav Rebazril Pirish, Diike Binayed Labai. So, in other words, there is one Lashon of Rashi, and then there is the final Lashon of Rashi. According to one Lashon of Rashi, there is a big Nafkimini between Abaye and Rabbi. So, if he Abaye, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's Chayev and the Sholem only for the fourth Nikiche, and according to Rove, Alibe the Rabbi Yehuda is Chayev in the Sholem for the third Nikiche. According to Rashi's final version, the reason of Kemine is just the Machleik, as much more is there. From which words do we learn it out? Whether from male chad, mitlen treyor from leishman. But in final analysis, it's the same thing. Then a rav rebezre, a rav bazriel pirish, the ike benaye la baye di dorish leishman regnu likiche dalet lo mishalim zek sholem ad yin dalet. Leishman reno have yin dalet. Dum yedit mil shilshem. Avul rove leksit nikiche dalet. Avul noga dalet be gigimu chay. That's a third shit. Not really there is enough to mean. But both agree, Abaye and Rove, that Alibid Rav Yude, you are only chayv and Yisholim for the fourth Negicha. But because until the fourth Negicha, with the third Negicha, he becomes established as an Akron. So after that, he's chayv. But according to Abaye, Alibid Rav Yude, so he's chayv for the fourth Negicha if the fourth Negicha takes place on the fourth day. In other words, he was Negeach on Sunday, on Monday, and Tuesday. And then the fourth Negicha took place on Wednesday, Israel. But suppose he was Negeach on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in the morning, and then the fourth Negicha took place Tuesday in the afternoon, he's Potter of Nezishon. According to Rove, even if he was Negeach Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in the morning, and the fourth Negicha took place Tuesday afternoon, he's also Chayav Nezishon. Okay. So we see from that that the halacha of Hadoye is not just the question of establishing the fact that the axe is an edict. Because if it had been just the question of the axe being an edict, how could a Rav Bazril say that according to Abaye, the fourth Negicha must take place dafke on Wednesday? What's wrong if it takes place on Tuesday? He's already an addict. Bishleime ligabi bikad the three Negichas that Rabbi Yehuda says they cannot take place in one day. So, but only on three separate days, because if he's Negeach on one day, so it's like in a bad mood, you know, temporary insanity, just in a bad mood, you know. Human beings have moods, are moody, so a Shia could also be moody. But if it takes place on three separate days, then it's a raya, he's an addict. But this halacha, according to Abaye, even after three negichas were made by the Shia on three separate days, but if the fourth Negicha takes place not on the fourth day, but in the afternoon of the third day, is also Potter. It has nothing to do with becoming an addict. So we see from that in order to pay Nezek Sholem, it's not enough that the share is an addict. The share is an addict establishes one thing. It's not Nishon. It's natural for him. Hergel Nasen Teva. So if he became an addict, so it's not Mishune. But that's not enough. The halacha by Sheir is, in view of the fact that at the very outset, it was unnatural for him to go. Really goes through a process of Adoy. So what is the process of Adoy? So the halachas. So of course, one of the halachas is he has to become addicted. But that's not the only thing. Even if he's addicted already, so he has to go through a process of Adoy. So in other words, only when the fourth Negicha takes place and is separated. That we see. That's Ligabe, according to the Rambam. So that's only Ligabe Nezek Sholem. So there is only, there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is it should not be Mishumet. It should be normal for him, for Hergel Nasen Teva. And then there's another prerequisite, he has to go through a certain process of Adoy. Simple as Adoy. Mashinkin Ligabe Keifer. There we have only the whole Halishem of Muet. So the owner has to pay Kefer. Is only Tolu, whether it's Mishun or not Mishun. Because you see, Kefer, let's say, ligabe nizikin. So you have three of us, Karen, Shem, Regel. So Shem, Regel always pay nizik shalom. Karen pays, the owner pays mitzat Karen, not mitzat Shem, not mitzat Regel. So mimele, and by Karen, the aloch is the outset, the chiyuv tashlim is on the chotzi nizik. So then the nizik shalom has to take effect through a process of adoy. So the aloches, how does it become? What process of adoy? Mashein kin ligabe kefer. So it doesn't make any difference whether the shea kills a human being with its horns, or it kills with its regal, or it kills with its mouth. It's one mechayev, so you'll say, but nizokin also, everyone is chayev. But there it's different principles. So Karen is Karen, and Chen is Chaim Chen, Regal is Chaim Regal. But with Gabi Kefer, there is no separate chiyuv of Kefer when the Shea kills with the Karen, and the separate chiyuv of Kefer when the Shea kills with Chen, when separate chiyuv of Kefer kills with Shea kills! But there's one thing, if it's not normal, if it's unnatural, then there's no chiyuv of Kefer. So why is by Karen a difference between Tam and Mued? Not because there is Aloch of Hadoye, no Aloch of Hadoye, because it's Mishune. So Mimele, the Rambam Shiti is, when the Gemara says Mued Li Odom, is Loy Ave Mued Li Behemo, Mued Li Ave Behemo, and Mued Li Odom is Loy Ave Mued Li Behemo, so that doesn't mean that if somebody, if an ox, the mued behemo is lo yave mued l'odom. So it doesn't mean that if an ox was seen going, killing, let's say, three animals, so it doesn't show that he's so ferocious to kill a human being. Right? The axe has a moral values, I mean, he distinguishes, you know, the axe is not racist in any way. So the axe, some melee, if an axe goes and kills, so he kills everybody. So he's an addict for everybody. But, ligabi chiyuv nezek sholem, there's no difference, you know, no difference. So it doesn't make any nezek sholem, it doesn't make any difference whether it's mishun or not mishun. As long as at the outset it was Mishune, so then in order to be chayav nezek sholem, he must go through a process of adoy. What is the process of adoy? So the aloch is mued lebeimo, is lo yav mued lodo. But it's not Mishune. If he's mued lebeimo, so it's not Mishune lodo. But he's still not chayav nezek sholem. He's still not chayav nezek sholem. And you see, you see that there now, and we have to say, and the same principle, and the same principle. Now, for example, according to the Kirs of Adar Sheinim, so it's not benechusi. So mele is beat me up, umued li akum avemued li odom beat me up. So it's not mistaber. Or muedli treifo have muedli sholem beat me up. It's not established according to the other Rishonim. So ligabi becoming an addict, there is a difference whether he got three edik chovim or three Israelim, or he got the treifo and he got the sholem. Why the axe knows who is a Jew and who is not a Jew? What is it? The axe is a member of the reform rabbis, Amin, and so the axe, so what consults someone, is he Jew? There is so much confusion today that even Jews, good Jews, don't know is he Jew, is not a Jew. And there is so much pressure. So you expect the axe to know all that, what the prime minister in Israel doesn't know. I mean, that's not Shaya. The answer is, when the Gemara says, when the Gemara says, according to our Gersi, Umuid le Akuma, Umuid le Odom, Umuid le Treifo, Umuid le Sholem, and what is Treifa at all? So Bishlam is sometimes a Treifa, you know, he looks, you know, like Yishova Kele. But if somebody can be a Treifa and be like he, the best ball player, but he has cancer and he's destined to die, and the Rambam says that the Din Treifa le Gabe Ritzeach, that is potter of Mrs. Besen, does not depend upon the utres treifes ligabe beimo. There it's halach lemesh mesinai, whether the reifim say he'll die or not die. But the davik teile depends upon the reifim. In other words, that means if medicine is not so developed as to have a cure for tuberculosis, then he is a treifa. When I was a young boy, so I remember in Warsaw that if somebody had tuberculosis, so it was pointed out like someone who is going to die in a few months at most, because they had no cure. So in those days, if somebody killed a tuberculosis patient, he would be put out of his bed. But today, tuberculosis is cured. So if somebody kills a tuberculosis person is high mislukes. In other words, Rambam says that the tree for the Gabriel depends upon the reef, not like the tree for Behemoth. The tree for Behemoth doesn't depend upon the reef. It's exhaust a cost of it's a lochlomeshimisina. So, in other words, but you know, there are certain people who have terminal cancer, but they can walk around, they can go to work, they can do everything, they can participate in a marathon. So how can you say that the Shea, if the Shea killed three treifes who can participate in a marathon, is Loyavim Welishon wise? He knows better than all the doctors. The doctors only know by using the X-ray and by using the sound machine and by using all kinds of things. And this Shea expects to be more intelligent than all the doctors in the world. It's not Mistaba. So how do they explain the Gemara? Not the Rambam's gears. There's a bit more. Umuid li akum, have umuid li Yisrael, umuid li treifo. All right, bishlei me akum. All right, you can say because you know the Shea sees a certain person who is dressed in a special way. So, but let's say suppose the Jews and the Chovim are dressed the same way. So he means, so what should we say? That if somebody is a Mued, Leakum, who is dressed in the same way as the Yisrael, so he's Leav and Mued Yisrael. I mean, what's the Svorah? What's the Hezbeh? So according to this Rishayim too, you have to say that there is, but according to the Rishayim, that as far as becoming an addict is concerned, so of course, Mued Liakum is a Mued Liyisrael, Mued Litreifo is a Mued Lishalem. But, whereas according to the Rambam, Ligabe Dechiyuv Kefer, the only prerequisite is that it shouldn't be Mishune. So according to other Rishon, Rashi, Teisves, so just as Ligabe Nezek Sholem, there are two prerequisites. Number one, that it should be a natural act, not an unnatural act, not an abnormal act on the part of the Shea. And number two, that he should go through a process of adoye. So ligabe chiyuv kefer, there are also two prerequisites. But the Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam Shita is there are two prerequisites, ligabe the chiyuv nezek shalom. But Ligabi Achiv Kefer, there are no two prerequisites. Why? Because Ligabi Nezek Sholem, so there are three separate tovus: Keren, Shen, Regel. So Mimele, so when the Keren Mued is Mazik, the owner pays Nezek Sholem, not just because the Shea was Mazik, but the Keren was Mazik. And Keren, so there is Aloche that at the outset he pays only half a nezek. So Memele, even later on, in order to be mechuyav lishalem, he must have gone through a process of atoy. So the Allah has what process of atoy? Mashein kim ligabei keifa v'ano three of us. Isheya killed a human being. And what score? And score of Keren, and score of Regal, and score of Shem? No. And the score of Sheya. There is no aloha of Shleisha of Esnemu b'Sheya ligabei achiv keifa. Only Gabi Nizokin, there are three separate oves. So Mele, the Rambam Shite, all we are, but there is one thing, that one, if the Shia kills in an unnatural way, in an abnormal way, then there is no Chiv Keifa. But if he becomes an addict, whether he's gone through Adoy or hasn't gone through Adoy, so he's Chayv. I think that's the plain shot in the Ram. Yes?
In other words, by Shor Shehemis, there's only the halacha of that has to be usual. That's why by Arik V'Ozel, Arik V'Ozel also.
That's right. I'm glad that you reminded me. That's why Roman Doma says that even if he chased his name, how could you understand that? There couldn't be such a shite, Ligabin Ezek Sholem. It couldn't be Meir Adas, because Ligabin Ezek Sholem, there is Aloch of Adoy chasing. Shows that he is very wild, but it's not Adoy. But Ligabe, Litreif, Ligabe Kefer. So according to that Mandoma, all we need is it should not be an unnatural act for the chair. If we saw that he was chasing, except that the three people had helpers, but that doesn't change the fact that this chair is very ferocious, very wild, undisciplined. So mainly it's not an ishunitic act, it's not an unnatural act, it's a natural act.
Even the last test of the Gemara, the Koto of Arak Lagma, also there was no...
Well, call Akma, so there is...
No, but there was no Hadar.
Yet, I mean, there is no Adoye Bifnebezni.
Yeah, right.
According to the Loshen Laude Gavre.
Yeah.
But maybe there we could say, just the aloha of Laude Gavre, even if we say Laude Gavre, it doesn't apply to Gavre.
So all the halachas of Hadot,
That's right, yeah. Okay. Now, I wanted to discuss this first, but then there are other things in Rashi that have to be discussed. Now let's go over again the Rashi. V'agavurche k'mashmi, k'rom ni tole ni gicha b'odom, ni gicha b'heime, ni mashma neiche y'abeimo romus m'odom, mashmeinu di shir amur la'arekes habeimo gimu b'omim, l'choshiv adoye l'gabi odom, di mnoga chodom u'meiz dini kitam, di nimshal mesakifem, דיביטם מהיר גודם כסיף סוקר גיסוקר אשר ובל אשר נוקי ובמועד כסיף וגם בעול אוף יומות והיא מי זה היין מומן שנשאר למסקיף על מניאר גלישו so Rashi says יומוס means מומן so but יומוס means מומן יומוס means מי זה but it means מי זה בישמי but then the Torah says in כיפה ישראל So I mentioned there is a machlekes between the Rashbam and the Venezra. Suppose he doesn't pay Keifa. So the Rashbam says, then he's chayv mizeh shomayim. And the Venezra says, no, he's bota. Why? But the Torah says, in Keifa mizeh shomayim. One second. So the Venezra explains, gambol of humos, roli is chayv mizeh shomayim. Roli is chayv mizeh shomayim. Agavuch, I would like to point out something that the masculine, you know, and of those who have no emune in Chazal, so they mention a certain Rambam Mir Nevuchim. The Rambam says in Mir Nevuchim, that he gives time a mitzvah. So he gives time a mitzvah, almost everything. Then he discusses the time. is why the Torah says Ayin Tachasai. So the Rambam explains because Mitzad Yesha, strict justice, it is only right that if a person, let's say, amputated a leg of another person, that his leg should also be amputated. So then Balti Shaleni will ask me, but Chazal say, Ein Tachasai Mamein. So my task here, that's what the Rambam in the Nevuchim, is to explain the Torah Shebichsav, not the Torah Shebichsav. It's a terrible, I mean, on the surface, it appears like a terrible statement, like Tzitzit in tears, naturally, they must kill him, yeah. He caught something here, I mean. So what's the pshat in the Mirim Vuchim? So the Mirim Vuchim is very simple. Let's see the Lashon HaRambam. What's that? The Rambam says in Hilchos Chivur Mazik Halacha Aleph, Achiv v'chavir chayv v'shalom chamisha dvorim, v'eilehem nezek v'tzar v'ripu v'sheves v'beishis, v'chamisha dvorim eilu kulam mishtal ma'yofi v'mechosof, k'din kol ha'mazik, nezek eitzat olam. Then, oi, nezek eitzat shimkot ha'yat chavir, ragli rein eitzit ulehev nimka b'suk, כמו יופי עוז וכמו יופי עטו, ונשאל עם הפכה שיפרס מדונוף, שנאמר עין תחס עין, מפי השמואל לומדו שזה שנאמר תחס לשאל עם עוננו. זה נא לא חגימו. זה שנאמר, בתירו כשהייתי מומו אודום, כן ינוסם בי, אין לך ולבזק משחוב ובחברי, אלא שאורו לחסרי עיבר, ולך ולבי כאשר עושו, ולפיכוך משלם נזקי. והרואי מי אבל להסיק חוקיף על נפש רצח, לרצוע בלבד ושאין בכיפה, אבל לחיסור נבורם ולחבור שאין בכיפה. So, but how does the Rambam explain? כשהייתם מום בודם כאילו נוסם בי. It doesn't mean כאילו נוסם בי. If the hevel makes a mum, in the narbal, so Bezden has to put the same mum in the hevel. אלו שהוא רואו לחסרי עיבר, אוי לרבל בי כאשר עושו, ולפיכוך משלם נזקי. In other words, what it means is that he deserves. What does it mean he deserves? He deserves. מצד מיד הסדים, he deserves. מצד משפט, if a person makes a moon, בחברי, so
you do send it to him.
That's right. Lex Talionis it's called. Lex Talionis, the same thing. Lex talionis, the same thing. Mitzad mishpot, you should do it. But the Torah deflected from the middle of din to the middle of rachm, from the middle of mishpot to the middle of tzedek. So the Torah said, no. It would not be consistent with the middle of rachmones to, if somebody amputated the leg of the other, to amputate his leg. Even though he deserves it, Mitzad Mishpat. He deserves it. But we have to go beyond the middle of Mishpat. We have to act within the middle of Tzedek. So whenever the Torah mentions Kefer, that means that the Torah deflected from Mishpat to Tzedek. Tzedek or Mishpat, it's a possibility to test and tell him, Michin Kisach. So the Mechin Kisecho, the foundation of the Kisechovet, is consists of two principles of Tzedek and Mishpat. That's what Chazal said. At the beginning, the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to create a world of Midas Adin, but the Rebbeinu Shalom took notice of the fact that mankind couldn't survive. So it's Rachamim. So there is a commingling of Midas Adin and Midas Rachamim. That's a deflection from Mishpat to Tzedek. So whenever we have Kefer, means there is a deflection from Mishpat, Kefer or Pidyon. The same thing is true, let's say, Maisa Sheni. Ki Yirchak Mucha Derech, so you can be paid. So that's called pidyon. What does it mean? There is pidyon and keifa is the same thing. There is a deflection. From the point of view of mishpat, so it should be the obligation of the person to bring the maisa, the peiros maisa shonis Yerushalayim, to involve hardship, you know. I suppose he can go now to Yerushalayim, so it will involve hardship. But the Torah had compassion upon the Jew. I mean, let's say he can't leave now. His farm and his kerem and everything, I mean, and leave everything abandoned, go to Yerushalayim. So and to let the Peiros stay, so it rot. So the Torah had compassion, so the Torah deflected from Mishpat Tzedek, so the Torah said you can be paid it. So whenever the Torah has a din of kefer or of pidyon, it means that the Torah deflected from Mishpat to Tzedek. Even pidyon haben, you know. So even pidyon haben. So you know the Kohen says that was the takonas again. My boy is straight. Bibim chopcherecho ibchamishlum. And then the father, you know, he's such a devoted father. He says, bibni pcher. And suppose the father would say, never mind. Bni, I won the five slots.
I want the money.
Yeah, I want the money. So do you think that he won't have to give him the money? Of course he'll have to give him. There is Shibut Nechosim, the Gemara in prayers. There is Shibut Nechosim. Today is the Afayom is in prayers. I mean it all the time. There is Shibut Nechosim, it's a chayiv. It doesn't matter what the father says. So why were the Gainim Misakim? Why were the Gainim Misakim? My boy is today. The answer is, it's called pidyon haben. So bishleime pidyon petach hameir. We understand because they are, let's say, an union of redeeming. Because suppose he doesn't redeem it, would they say? So then barafte. But pidyon haben. Why is it called pidyon? It's a chayiv like any other chayiv. Why is that called pidyon? Every chayiv is called pidyon. The answer is here it's called pidyon because there is a deflection. From Mishpat Tzedek, from Din Terachamim, because after all, mitzat strict justice, so the every Jew should be obligated to turn over the eldest son to the Kohen. That the Kohen, I mentioned that already once, that the Kohen should have custody over it, the way Chana did to Shmuel. She turned it over to him to have custody. And that would have been the greatest thing for her. But the Torah had compassion upon the Jews. Most Jews are not in Madrige, you know, to turn over the eldest son, that the Kohen should have custody, even Bisman Bisamigdosh, not in that Madrige. So there is a deflection from Din to Rachamim. Sins, that's why it's called pidyon. So Mele sins, Mitzad Midas Adin, the Kohen would be entitled to have custody over the child. So Mimele it's called Pian. Mimele the game of Misakin, he should use the lotion be my boy's way. Not that it matters what the Israel says. So the Rambam explains Ayin Tachasayin the way the Ben Ezra explains Gambol of Yumus. The Rashbam says Gambol of Yumus means he's chayv Mishe Shamay. But if he pays kefer, so he takes off. He redeems, he takes off the chayvah. Ibn Ezra says, no, even if he doesn't, he's not chayvah. But why is it kefer? Why is it going to mess? Rohu yili is chayvah misi shamayim. Im lo yishat teo chiva yisei lishalim kefer. So the chayvah itself, it takes off. I mean the chayvah kefer, not the tashlumim of kefer, takes off the chayvah misi shamayim, but the chayvah of kefer. So that's the pshat. In Ayin Tachasayin. Ayin Tachasayin means roadly is that his eva should be removed because he removed the eva of another. Mitzad Midas Adin, but the Torah deflected. And then the Rambam mentions Vareimea Eloshu Rolechasre Eva Larva Bekashrosa, Ulifichoch Mishalim Miske. So varim el sipro kifer nesh ritzeach. Ritzeach bil vadish mi kifer. Avu chisong nivom mil chvoles yeh vi kifer. So ein tachasai momi biteras kifer. Biteras kifer. And biteras kifer in the same way as the kifer when the shea kills a human being. According to the Menezel's pshat. So mele, that's what Rambam means in the Nevuchim. He says, he explains the tam of ein tachasai. So he says, it's only right and just that if a person be amputated the leg of the other person, that should be done to him. He deserves it. He deserves it. But the Torah deflects it. As a matter of fact, there is a halacha in Sanhedrin.
What's this got to do with the maskilim?
Well, please. Because the maskilim caught a fish here in this Rambam. He said to the Rambam, I have to explain to you what the maskilim thought.
But why does the Rambam use the lotion that his inim is to explain Teresh Echsav, not Teresh Baal Peh? Why is this?
He doesn't say Teresh Baal Peh. He doesn't have to give timing for the deflection. Or that's what the Rambam is. The lotion is now, I don't remember that. You look it up, you'll see. In Sefer Shlishi. It's not that lotion. He says he is not his task to give timing for the deflection. Gemara in Sanhedrin that in Chesam and Bey says, Omar is Lokish, and I be Yodel Chavei, I thought Bishli, you call Nika Roshi. Shnema Yimel Roshi, Loma Sak Reacho. Loma Yikiso, and Nema Loma Sake. I thought Bishli, you call Nika Roshi. Zero of Hanin Nika Haiti. Shnema Nulakart Bechazoko. Uxiva Tichat Sanor and Dale Mei. We Rav Yudel Ravuna Oma. Tikotzitz Yodi. Shnema Uzria Rome Tishaber. If somebody is a habitual chayveil, so then his hand can be removed. Because of the posik, Uzriya Roma Tishaber, Ravune Kotziode, Ravune Kotziode. So Rashi says, Kotziode, Miroda Mecho Choyorogil Hagis es Chaveire, Vikonzi Bikach, Kidoma Bepirkin de Blio, Bezno Yomakin Beinshin Shalim Natero. So why dafke? Why do you need a posik for a romati shaber? So there is a lot. The answer is it's a bezden makim veinshin. So they doesn't give a shoes to bezden to take an innocent person and to kill him. Chas v'shalom. It has to be chayevad. So the question is: so how can bezden even be tiras mikdam mils? Amputate the hand of a chevel who habitually amputates hands of other people because there is a special zarzakos of Sreya Romati Shaber. So, and the zarzakos of Sreya Romati Shaber is based upon the pshat of Ayin Tachasayin that mitzad mishpot. It should be done even if he does it once, but there is a deflection, kefa. We have to take keifa. It's by way of keifa. We seek for keifa nefesh b'tzeach. Aval atolikiach keifa l'rosh ivorim. So mele, if somebody is habitual and bezden feels that it's necessary, so then they can meet out the inesh that should have been from the point of view of mishpat. From the point of view of mishpat. Anyway, I got off on a tangent because I mentioned the machlokes of the Ezra and Rashbam. Now, at that time I said that from Rashi and Makis is much more like the Rashbam. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. seven, eight, nine, ten. The tenth line from the end of the Omed in Dav Beis, Omed Beis, in Makis. Kufre kapore lechaper al ze shorag. Kufre kapore lechaper al atzmei shechayev misi b'yishamayim. Shechayev misi b'yishamayim. So he says shechayev, not wrongly is chayev. Just like the Rashbam. However, from this Rashi, it seems to me it's mashma like the shite of the Venezuela. Because Rashi here says, ובמועד כסיב גמבול אוב יומוס והיהי מי זה היינה מומד if it had been so if it's like Devin Ezra we understand because on a practical level it's moment nothing else but according to if it had been Ezra to understand it's moment it's never missing but according to Rashbam why do they say והיהי מי זה היינה מומד Any moment, it's me saying Bidei Shemaim. Except if he pays, so it's redeemed with money. But it's me Bidei Shemaim. So, but if so, this Rashi appears to be like the Venezuela. All right.
If the person for some reason didn't know
Quran
correctly,
what?
Is there
no chiv? What is that? According to Ezra, there is never a chiv mishnah.
Even if there's no kofer? Even if there's no chiv kofer?
So of course there is no mishnah. The fact that generally speaking, there is a chiv keifer, so it takes off the chiv mishnah shamayim in all cases.
So how does that in Ezra mafarish the word yumas?
What? Over the Rashi. About Bagavuche Komashmano, but we didn't discuss the Rashi before. The Rashi Sif Kiyigach, Divada Nischaven Asher Lehora, Yom Beis, Ubolo Vikeach, Avu Migife Have Mashma, Shemote Emei Vidochve Vikarnov. So, I od misli mazle, she yeshli das lishmeres gufi. So the first pshat in Rashi is, why do we say that mu'ed l'odom have mu'ed l'beimo? Because odom misli mazle, so what's the pshat? Odom misli mazle, you know, it's a common expression, luck. So what does that mean, luck? What does it mean? So the first pshat in Rashi is, yeshli das lishmeres gufi. Yeshli das lishmeres gufi. He brought a gemara chum. Yes, there is a gemara chum. Yeshli das lishmeres gufi. There is a gemara chum. He knows how to take care of himself. So that is other misli mazli. Other misli mazli. That he knows how to take care of himself. Then lishnachine isli mazli. So I mean, what kind of a pshat is that? The Gemara says, "Odom misli mazle." The Gemara says, "Odom misli mazle." So the question is, what does mazle mean? So it's Rashi. So the first pshat you understand, mazle means he has das, he has the intelligence to take care of himself. That's what's called in science adaptability. You know, I mean, there is one of the characteristics of living things. Is adaptability, the ability to adjust himself to the environment. So that is common to all living things. But in a day, the adaptability of an insect to the adaptability of a human being. It's a question of degree. I mean, it's such a big difference. So mazle means he has mazle, he has das, to watch himself. And to adjust himself to the circumstances, and to watch out from the elements of nature, and so on. That's one pshat. That's what you understand. Lishna achine isli mazle. What does it mean? So he's just repeating the words of the Gemara. Veinineach lo misei bin gife. Because he has mazle, he has luck. So in Mele, it's not so easy for the axe to gore him, to injure him. It's not so easy. In other words, it's much easier for an axe to gore an animal than to gore a human being. Why? Because the human being has muscle. But what is muscle? In other words, a behemoth has no muzzle. Some melee, it's a relatively easy thing for an axe to go at. He doesn't have to exert a big effort, you know, and to mobilize all his energies. He can do it just like this, you know. It's a simple thing. Mashinkin, a human being, he has muzzle. It's still possible for the axe to go in, but he has to mobilize all his energies, all his potentials, you know. But the question is, why? Because he has muscle. But what is muscle? So I mean, according to the first chat, it's also the same thing. Because an Odom has das to watch out and to adjust himself to the circumstances, to the environment, and to overcome the elements of nature, so overcome the risks that are presented by the elements of nature. So mele, it's relatively difficult for an axe to go in. So it's the same thing, but except in the first Loshen, Rashi explains exactly what is mazel. Mazel means das. But in the second, he just says, he has mazel. But the question is, what is mazel? So Rabbi Kveiger says, Ayin Shabbos Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Birashe Dibor HaMaschel Mazel. In other words, so what Rabbi Kveiger means, Rabbi Kveiger, whenever Rabbi Kveiger mentions something, not to show Pkiyas. Rabbi Kveiger was not interested in showing Pkiyas. So he had kol on the tips of his fingers, but his motive was not to show Pkiyas. So it means, when you look up that Rashi, you'll understand what Rashi means here. Now let's see the Rashi there. Discuss what is a malbush, what is a tachshit, what is a masi. So the halacha is that certain things are tachshit. Now, usually we think tachshit is only something, you know, that people, you know, are proud to show off with. Shacherti, let's say. A bracelet, a necklace, these things. But al-Pidin, of course, these things are tachshiti. But not necessarily something that is worn in as a decoration. Let's say, if something, let's say, kameh of mumche, somebody is sick and he wears a kameh, it's also tachshit. It's not something that is worn as a decoration, but something that is effective, so is also, and in the bigargia should be pure. In other words, if, let's say, she has a bad smell in the mouth, and she has to keep always in the mouth a certain kind of a capsule, you know, in order to which is used as a deodorant. So that's also tachshit. That doesn't mean chas v'sholem that one is allowed to carry a medicine in his pocket, because when she carries a gargir shel melech in her mouth, so then in the carrying serves as a deodorant. But when you take a capsule, you keep a capsule in your mouth, I mean, you keep a capsule in your pocket. So the carrying itself is not conducive to rifui. It is the swallowing. So that doesn't mean that that is a tachshit. But sometimes, you know, there is a certain shaila when a person has to, when a certain medicine is injected in the body and it has to pass through the body all the time, so then it is a tachshit. But to carry a medicine, let's say, in the pocket, in case he doesn't feel well, let's say those who have heart trouble, so that's no tachshit, but because of sakones, so they are allowed to carry it klachayat. Because that's only the rabbanon. And otherwise, they wouldn't be allowed, because it's not to gach nefesh, let them stay home. Who says that they have to? But sometimes, there is, especially I had a child from certain women who cannot conceive, so then they get a certain injection, and the injection needs a certain kind of injection that injects into the body all the time. So then it's like a tachshit. That's like a kameh. Anyway, there is a loche that a person is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a kameh on his guf. Why? Because that in itself, the carrying, is effective. Only if it's a kameh of a mumche. So the Gemara says that in Gimel, how about a behemoth? Can a behemoth go out with the kameh on her guf? So the Gemara says that in Gimel with Aleph. So the Gemara says the Aleph. 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Meise lo yeitzei hasus biznafshuo v'lo yibizaharu shebeneino v'lo yeitzei azav bikishalei v'lo yizim bikisha didadeen v'lo yiporo b'chasem shebefio v'lo yisiochem b'trasplin shebefiem l'shus rabin v'lo yibheimo b'sandal shebarakleo v'lo yibikameye af al pishu mumche. So we find the difference between a behemoth and an odom. An odom is allowed to go out to the kameh of a mumche. But what a mumche? Mumche means if three people were helped by the kameh. So, and the behemoth not. Vizu cheime ami behemoth biyodom. But that's a chumre by behemoth over and above an odom. So then, dafnu gimu amit beis, the first line, Omama, v'loi b'kamei af al pishu mumche, v'an antnan, v'loi b'kamei sheini mumche, v'ligabi anodo, ho mumche shapadome, ho chename sheini mumche, v'ot v'haf al pishu mumche ktone, mumche liodom v'ni mumche libeimo. So the Gemara is saying, eno chename, if, let's say, the kamei is that kind of kamei, that was huzak, to be effective with Gabi Behemoth too, so then one is the owner, is allowed to let the Behemoth walk out. He's allowed to let the Behemoth walk out on Shabbos. But suppose the Kameye has proven effective with Gabi Odom, but we don't know whether it's effective. No experiment was done with the Behemoth. So then we say, that mumche liodom, a kameya that is mumche liodom, is any mumche libehim. Why? So the Gemara says, "Ve'katani mumche liodom and mumche libehim. Mi ke mumche liodom lav mumche libehim. Ein odom dis limazle misayale. Behim is less limazle aloy misayale." So again, the Gemara mentions something similar to what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, "Iya mazlei malach shalei umeili tzolof." So this is what Rabbi Kriya means. In other words, the second lashon in Rashi, and he said, the first lashon in Rashi is mazlei means the yaseichel, his intelligence to take care of himself. That's the quality of adaptability that an odom possesses to a much higher degree than a behemoth. So umeili. But the second lotion is mazel means mazel. What is mazel? In other words, something esoteric, something hidden. according to the first lotion, mazel is not something esoteric, it's not something mysterious. But according to the second lotion, mazel means mazel. It cannot even be explained. What is it? It's a malach. Now, what does Rashi mean by malach? Now, the Rambam says in Merenivuchim, when malach is made, malach means a shliach. But in the Torah, and in Nevi'im, in Ksuvim, so usually, most of the time, when malach is mentioned, it means a real malach. Not just a shliach, but sometimes, very rarely, malach I don't think that the Rambam mentions that ligabe the Torah, but probably in Nevi'im, in Ksuvim. So sometimes, malach means one of the natural laws, natural forces, because malach literally means ishliach. The natural laws, the laws of nature, are the shluchim of God. They manifest the Rebbein Shalom's will. But usually in Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, malach means a real malach. As a matter of fact, they are two pshotim. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim. So one pshat is malachim amesh, and one pshat is malachim shluchim. So, but usually, most of the time, in Tanakh, in Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, the Rambam says, malach means malach mamish. But sometimes, it means a shliach. And a shliach can be a human being, a shliach. It can be a law of nature, you know, an invisible shliach. Because every law of nature manifests God's will. However, in Chazal, so of course, many times in Chazal, malach means malach mamesh. But many times in Tanakh, it's only very seldom that malach does not have reference to malach mamesh. But in Chazal, the Rambam says in Mir Nivuchim, so many times, malach doesn't mean malach mamesh, it means a force of nature. I think that's the pshat in Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi doesn't mean that all the Mislim Mazle, there is a supernatural malach that accompanies every person. What it means is, because, in other words, the